from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I lost. I'm out.
I can't see it. How you feeling, buddy? You don't really want to know.
Of course I do.
I love Willard and Dibbs.
Uh-huh.
Those are my brothers, my friends. I miss 2-6. Your boy's struggling, Donnie. Oh, no. 2-6. That's my new nickname. 2-6.
Well, let the record reflect.
Right, if but I'm a, here, baby.
If there's, any kind of, if there's any kind of change, it's been pushed through Guru. I like our spot. I've gotten comfortable here.
Yeah.
I like our listeners. I'm happy here.
All right. I'm content. Happy to see you.
I'm content. I don't wish for more than I have.
Now, damn.
I'm content
how profound
with what
is
I
that?
Have. And I like it here 10 to 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know how much longer you're going to see me.
I don't know how. Hold on.
Yeah.
I don't know how much longer I'm going to see goo.
Yeah.
Why?
I got a goo bomb. Spadoni don't even know where I'm going.
You got job action outside the bay?
No, the Democratic Party needs somebody, and I'm thinking about putting my name in the hat.
For?
President.
They have a candidate.
bad material early from your boy.
Yeah, we got a 49ers training camp coming up on Wednesday. We'll be down at the Hilton Santa Clara along with Bonte and Shasky. Day one of 49er training camp. And let me just throw this out at 49er fans. What are the three big storylines that you have going into the season?
Wow.
What are the biggest issues, the biggest questions, the three biggest things, let's say, that you're going to be interested in as training camp opens? 49ers, obviously, 4 out of the last 5 years have gotten to the NFC Championship game. They look to be pretty loaded again. What are your expectations for this year, Goo?
Wow, that's a great question. I'll tell you, the one that just comes to mind is Brock Purdy. And just, is he your franchise guy? And I know right now, if you look at the scoreboard, Steiny, it's 100-0 that he is. But can he actually get this team, you know, over the top? And I keep looking at all the games, and I'm not just putting this on him, the playoff run where the offense looked pedestrian, but I have to believe finding out just how much you're going to pay him, and there's so many quarterbacks in the league that I would take right now that I wouldn't take over Brock Purdy because he's been stellar. But, Steiny, that's it. How good is this guy? And I think we're going to find out this season. He's going to get his chips, but just – is he Jimmy Garoppolo being hid, you know, behind Kyle's greatness? Or is he really what we've seen the last 2 years, a guy where you could make a case who's played better football outside of Mahomes? Yeah, that's my number one.
I mean, the thing that I'm kind of thinking about these days is, if Purdy's your number one issue, couldn't you also say that Kyle Shanahan, who's entering year 8, I believe now, as the coach of the 49ers, couldn't you say that he's either closer to having his franchise quarterback, or actually has his franchise quarterback for the first time since he's been the 49er coach? So couldn't you look at it as though the quarterback position actually has been more, let's say, stabilized and more productive than it's ever been since Shanahan's been here?
I like that, but also I do know Jimmy Garoppolo, it took him to a Super Bowl, also a couple NFC championship games, but help me out. I don't like how you said, you asked my the biggest question. Mm-hmm. I hope I'm not putting Brock Purdy's not an issue, Steinie, but I do have a question of just how good he is. And, you know, hey, were these last 2 years, you know, have they figured something out? I don't know, but I hope I'm not coming across like he's an issue. He's my biggest question.
But, all right.
Because when you say issue, I feel like I'm not giving him his props. He's been incredible, Steinie, but you can look me in the face and say, you know what? And I'll ask you now, do you have to see more of Brock Purdy? And I know
when you say have to, it's like he's not going to get a contract till the season's over. So he's got one more year. He's gone to an NFC championship game. He's gone to a Super Bowl. He's going to start this year. Hopefully he stays healthy. The 49ers have a successful year, and then we pay the guy. I think it's as simple as that. And the other thing is, just the way Kyle Shanahan's 49ers teams play, like, I don't think we're going to see a regression from Brock Purdy because of the offense that the 49ers run. And I got to believe that when it's all said and done, the Niners, assuming health, they're going to win at least 11 games. They're going to go to the postseason again. And even if they don't get it done, let's say in the postseason, let's say they win a game and they lose in the NFC championship, I don't see that as being the obstacle to him getting paid. I mean, if Brock Purdy's taking you to the NFC championship 1 year, the Super Bowl the next, and then he takes the 49ers to the playoffs this year, I mean, what would the questions be at that point if he can do that?
No, he would have passed the test, and, you know, he would be solidified in my mind because he's damn near, he's on the doorstep. But if that were to happen, you know what, Steinie, I have my question, and it's just about not if, when they get it done, but I'll throw it back at you because I like what you're saying. What's at the top of your list in regard to the biggest question going into this season?
I think it's Ayuk right now. I mean, to me, we got a 49er team that is, I think we all know they're a top 5 or 6 team right off the bat heading into the season. And I think they're solidified at virtually every position. And we got to figure out what happens to Brandon Ayuk now, whether he's going to report for $14 million, whether he's going to hold out, or whether they're going to figure out a way to reach a contract extension agreement with him. To me, the biggest issue right now is Brandon Ayuk, and it's clear cut. Now, if you want to get into football issues, we can. If you think it's the offensive line, if you think it's the, let's say, defense against the run, I think both those things are fair. I'm fascinated by this idea of pressure for Brock Purdy, and I don't think he's under any more pressure this year than when he first took over the job a year and a half ago. I mean, he's kind of answered the bell the whole time, and I don't see a scenario in which at the end of this season we're saying, well, he might not be that good. The first 2 years, the evidence is pretty solid. He's 24-7, including the playoffs when he's a starter. So I think as long as he's got this team around him, as long as the defense is pretty good, I think we know what to expect with the 49ers offense.
Okay, I'll give you this, and I like that. But life is mental, Steinie. what would you give me for Brock Purdy? He's going to get paid way more than what he's making now, no matter what happens, I believe.
Of course.
But he knows when he drops back to pass at any juncture this season, what's at stake in regard to, hey, if I knock it out to park, I might be a $60 million man. Do you think any of that, him being so young and new and just hitting, being basically a breakout star, I do wonder, let's just say they struggle, it could be a game, a quarter, a series, if that pressure, and we'll never know how to gauge it unless he tells us, but can that creep in on him knowing now is different than last year? My contract was my contract, but now I'm actually on an individual basis playing for more cheddar. I do wonder, if he presses or does too much. And it may not affect him at all, but I think naturally that's not too far-fetched to see how he handles that.
I mean, sure, there's no doubt about it. I mean, his performance this year is probably going to dictate how much he gets paid, but I think probably it also dovetails in with how successful the 49ers are. I mean, if let's just assume Brock Purdy's the same kind of quarterback that he's been since he took, let's say, his first snap with the team a year and a half ago, and they make the playoffs. I mean, I think it's a done deal. Right. Whether they succeed in the playoffs or don't succeed in the playoffs. I do love talking about the idea of pressure because I we talk about this a lot. I don't think it's as big a deal as other people think. Like when you say, well, Brock Purdy's under pressure. I mean, a lot of guys handle pressure great. A lot of guys, they use pressure to be at their best. And I don't know. I wonder if there's anything tangible that he's feeling this year that's different than last year or the year before.
Well, I'll tell you what, he shouldn't, because like I had just mentioned, the greatness of the Niners is we've seen it since 2019, and they've had multiple chances to do big things. A lot of people around the league, inside the league, in the know, looked at this Niner roster as one of the best teams in the NFL, and that was pre-Purdy. So, he's had a monster 2 years, but I don't feel like, the weight of the world is on his shoulders like it is on Kyle and John, just to, kind of cash that championship chip in, per se. And if you're one of those, Donnie, I remember our conversation Friday. If you're like, goo, it's just not about championship or bust. I get that premise. But what if you were a Lion fan or all these other cities? You have to step back and have perspective and understand the Niners are great. But if it's about, yeah, they're so great, but you want to hoist up that Lombardi trophy, then you're feeling like this started before Purdy and you kind of just want to see them get it done.
I must be in the minority. Or I must look at things a lot differently because I don't think Kyle Shanahan's got any pressure on him. Mm. Now, every coach wants to win the Super Bowl, so there's pressure on him to win a Super Bowl just like there is on any coach. But when I look at coaches in the Bay Area or coaches around the country, I mean, this guy's got more job security than probably 90% of the coaches right now in football. And that's what I always... Like, that's where I'm at. I know the fans might be Super Bowl or bust. And again, the 49ers, obviously, and Shanahan want to win it this year. But I think Kyle Shanahan is coaching this team like he's going to coach this team for the next 10 years or like he's going to coach this team into the foreseeable future. And at some point, he's probably feels like he's going to get one, and if it's not this year, it'll be the year after.
Well, then, just hearing you say that, to me, it kind of boils down to this, and you tell me what you think. So some people in life, Stein, get job security, and they, for different reasons, some we don't even understand why, how they keep it, but Kyle has earned, what you just talked about in regard to his job security, obviously by winning multiple Super Bowl visits or whatnot, but as far as when it's all said and done, to get that ring and be known, because he's brilliant offensively. Everybody knows that. But when it's all said and done, to me, there's nothing bigger or more impactful than a coach, per se, being able to say I was a Super Bowl winning, I was a champ. You know, that regime, when I went to San Francisco, we delivered. And as great as the Niners have been, I just feel it would be the football version of Macbeth if they somehow, Kyle couldn't get it done here, because they have done great things. And they've been close. So I'm watching the Niners are like, not if Steiny, just win. And maybe that win, W-H-E-N, maybe they don't get it, but that's all Kyle needs to be put into a class of coaches, some of the best to ever do it. And I think we brought his name up Friday, Marv Levy, Steiny. You know, multiple. Are we going to say he's a bum? No way. One of the greatest to do it, but he doesn't have that one thing that he had multiple chances to get that puts him in a different class of coaches.
Yeah, I don't think he's going anywhere anytime soon. I think that, I mean, what would make anybody in the 49ers organization feel like Kyle Shanahan can't get it done? I mean, he's going into, I think, year 8 right now. So I just don't feel like he's got any pressure on him. He's probably under contract. We don't even know.
But amongst the fans, though, Steiny, because you're right, he has, there's no furnace. But amongst the fan base, regardless of what age you are, because I saw your Warrior tweet that got a lot when you're talking about the new ones want to trade Steph. But just from the fan base, you don't think there's any not anger, or maybe that could be the word, fan short for fanatic, but some type of, we've watched this movie so much to where we've been the favorite or at the top. Well, we've had leads in the biggest game, and Bonte left out of here and said something, I'll call it profound, Steiny, because just think how history would have changed had they been able to win those Super Bowls, those two from the Chiefs. And now we're talking about Mahomes, as great as he is, losing two games on the biggest stage. But those two things could have really happened. Like, nobody can erase the Niners having the Chiefs, taking them 15 rounds. So it's kind of, from a fan perspective, damn, are we ever going to get it done?
I mean, if you're going to go, and I get it, if you're going to say, well, if Mahomes doesn't beat the Niners twice, then he's the guy who snake bit, well, then...
Well, that was more of the Niners would have two under Kyle. And my goodness, then we're talking about but him like Andy Reid.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's like, that's, just think about that. If they got two, and I know it's a stretch, but Steiny, that's how... There would be no pressure at all. And within the building over there at the Niners, there is no furnace, I don't believe. And I'm not lobbying for it. But I know fans, man. And I just feel like they just want to have that parade. And when you're good and people are calling you the best and you kind of blow leads or they get away on the biggest stage, I think those hurt and stay around longer.
888-957-9570 is the number. Who's got the most pressure on him if you're a San Francisco 49er coach or player heading into this season? And where are you with Kyle Shanahan? I mean, are we at the point where we're officially calling him snake bit because he's lost two Super Bowls? I don't know. What's the definition of being snake bit? Sometimes it feels like in this day and age, it's losing one Super Bowl or losing one championship. And again, you know, I just don't think there's any pressure on Kyle Shanahan. You know what? I don't think he feels pressure. I really don't, because he's somebody who's grown up in the business. He's seen firsthand the way his dad was treated. He thinks he's one of the best coaches in the NFL. He probably is one of the best coaches in the NFL. If he doesn't get it done here and the 49ers end up firing him, he'll get a job the next day if he wants. So, like, when we talk about pressure, I don't think Kyle Shanahan feels any pressure. I think he goes to work every day thinking, we got a chance to win the Super Bowl if I have a good year and our players execute. But, I mean, the one thing about, you know, football and every other sport is only one team gets to win. And, you know, if he doesn't win, then at what point do the 49ers say, let's make a change? But I think they're years away from that. But I don't know. I don't know how Jed York feels.
Yeah, and I think about Bill Walsh, the innovator, West Coast offense. Steiny, that's all I need to say is his name, and he's a legend. But man, if you stack championships, and I think George Seifert, Steiny, who's won Super Bowl, he gets so disrespected. It's like, you got that off another coach and what they built. But the bottom line is, when you win championships, Kyle Shanahan could put himself in a conversation. I'm not saying he'll be greater than Bill Walsh, but how there's no loser when you have that conversation of like, okay, let's take a step back. Kyle's a genius, you know, offensively. But if he had championship or championships, you know, people could sit down, chop it up and say, let's talk about Bill Walsh versus Kyle Shanahan. And I feel like you can have that conversation with said coaches when one coach hasn't won the chip. You know what I mean? And that the gravity of winning that championship or chips is heavy.
Okay, then maybe you're right. Then maybe if he doesn't get it done this year or next year. I mean, how long was Andy Reid in Philly? Anybody know off the top of their head? I want to say like 13 years?
Yeah, it was a while,
like,
man. I want to say, I'm going to say 9, Spadoni. I'm guessing Drew Brees. But yeah, I just, like I said, there's
99 to 2012.
13 years. Wow. And what do you know his numbers are? NFC championships?
Well, he only won one of them because he only got to that one Super Bowl against the Patriots in Philly.
So Kyle's already done more than Andy Reid did in Philly, essentially, because he's gone to the NFC championship four times in 5 years. So I don't know. Who do you guys think has the most pressure on you on him for the 49ers right now at 888-957-9570. Also, what are the biggest storylines? If you want to say concerns, Goo, or challenges or obstacles to overcome, what would be your three storylines coming into this season for the 49ers? And I'll throw that out to the fans at 888-957-9570.
I've been a broken record here. And some people on the YouTube chat, and I saw it on Twitter yesterday, I don't know Greenlaw and when he's supposed to return. I assumed he wasn't going to touch the field this year, and they were going to be careful with that injury. But defensively, Matt Steinmetz, the Niners have been stout. They've been one of the best units to do it. I wonder, without Greenlaw, how that impacts Bosa and the rest of the gang, how Hufanga, how he'll man the secondary back there coming off his injury. So defensively, without Wilkson, I don't want to call it a debacle, but the team ended up in the Super Bowl and played pretty damn good defensively. But that's where I'm at. I want to see if the Niners Monday night at home against the Jets and Aaron Rodgers, if they can continue what I'll call a defensive masterpiece this throughout the season, led by Bosa.
Well, you know who disagrees with you?
Who?
David Lombardi of The Athletic.
What's it?
What? Easy, Spadone.
I missed it.
Well, there was a story in The Athletic, one pressing question for every NFL team. So I looked, obviously, at the Niners.
Okay.
He said the biggest issue for the Niners is, can they get back to who they were defensively, particularly against the run? He said,
damn,
2 years ago, the Niners were number one against the run. Last year, they were number 10 against the run. So I guess according to Lombardi, they've taken a little step back defensively, and that's the that's the one issue that he's worried about, the 49ers defense against the run. I still think
you got Ayuk is the issue, huh?
Like, well, just because it's a practical issue and they need to figure out whether he's going to be on the team or not, but that's an issue that could go away the minute he signs. Yeah. But I think the offensive line obviously has to be better than last year. The defensive line's got to be better than last year, and maybe Purdy's got to be better than last year.
Wow, man!
But
it'll be fun to watch. I'm ready.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. Where are you, 49er fans? Training camp starts Wednesday down in Santa Clara. Bonte and Shasky will be at the Hilton Santa Clara at 6 o'clock. They'll be doing their show 6 to 10. Guru and I will follow them up 10 to 2. If you're going down to training camp, come by, say hello, and we'll talk some 49ers football. But how are you feeling, 49er fans, coming into this year? Make or break? Do or die? Got to get it done? Okay. What happens if they don't? 888-957-9570. 9570. Also have a lot of other stuff to get into. The San Francisco Giants started their second half on Friday. They lose 2 of 3 to the Colorado Rockies. The U.S. Olympic men's basketball team.
Braun. Look, it's Madonna. Look how proud. That dude is incredible, man. I'm sorry.
I don't know if I've ever rooted against the team as much as I did on Saturday.
You always
I was in a place where they were rooting for Sudan. Oh, what's that about?
I definitely. You know what?
If you root against your Oliver North, you got to root for your team.
Whose team?
USA.
I don't want to.
I was in a place. Santana.
I don't like all-star teams. I like teams.
Well, this is for your country, though.
Yes, right. They put together all-star teams, and South Sudan has players who know how to play together, and they almost pulled it off.
Yeah.
They almost pulled it off. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Reminder, the Morning Roast and Steiny and Guru are going to be live from the Hilton in Santa Clara for training camp Wednesday and Thursday. 888-957-9570. Give me some storylines and things you're looking for as training camp.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.